Well, there's still plenty of conversation going around about Monday's USDA report as far as planted acreage is concerned. The market was really surprised by the number coming in for beans at 84.8 million acres. That's an increase of 11% from last year. As for the corn acres, they're estimated at 91.6. That would be a 4% decrease from last year, but still they feel with the average yield, we're going to get our fifth largest crop ever. Combining the two, ag economists like Daryl Good are projecting that prices are going to stay low.
There's really not much that can be said at this point. I mean, it's just one of those situations where we got a double barrel surprise on both stocks and acreage that result in a very, very rapid price decline. I suspect there is some potential that there will be some over-response and that there may be some slight rebound in prices after the initial reaction, but I think at this juncture to expect any kind of sustained price rally in either corn or soybeans is probably not realistic.
Speaking of the quality of the crop here in Wisconsin, 77% of our corn crop rated good to excellent despite some challenging weather. That, of course, is for the acres that did get planted. And soybeans are at 72% good to excellent. As far as alfalfa, well, there have been some disappointments there. Although up in Marinette and Oconee counties, according to Scott Royce, alfalfa's come in better than expected.
Quality has been coming in pretty good, and quantity has also been better than what we expected, especially when we were standing out in fields in early May and they hadn't started growing practically. We were all really concerned about first crop quantity, but things came out pretty good. We ended up with a nice high quality as well as getting that tonnage that we really needed, because we've got a lot of farms that came into this year in pretty good forage shape, but we'd had just enough that were marginal on forage quantity that we needed it to be a good first crop, and we really did get that.
Now, commodity prices have not been the only thing that have been faltering of late. We've seen a drop in the cheese and Class 3 market, although looking at the remaining months of this year, it still looks like $20 mailbox price at a minimum should happen. However, after that, ag economist Mark Stevenson says, look for a decline.
I would forecast that on through 2015 and into 2016, we'll probably hit the trough of this current price cycle.
So I asked him the obvious question, just how low does he think the price will go?
Well, that's the real question, isn't it? You know, there are factors that go well beyond the dairy industry that can impact that. You know, I think that it's going to be low. It's not going to be 2009 low, but I wouldn't be surprised if we're seeing $13 milk again.
Well, looking at our cheese markets, they are lower as blocks now down to 198 and 3/4 of a cent per pound. Barrels dropped to 198 and 1/4 of a cent per pound, while AA butter is down to 245. Over on your Class 3 trade, well, we've got July down to 2116. August drops 59 to 2059. As far as September, that's down to 2060. And October is at 2051. Board of Trade, July corn down a penny and a half to 422 and 3/4 of a cent. September declines to 416 a bushel. Beans for July off a half cent at $14 even. September off a dime at 1183 and 3/4 of a cent. And July wheat off a nickel at 559 and 3/4 of a cent per bushel. From equity on the livestock trade, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, $1 to as much as 122. Most of the slaughter cows, 82 to 99. Slaughter bulls, 105 to 132. Replacement bull calves, 225 to 375. Heifer calves top at 270. And the barrels and gilts, 86 and down. And that's your lowdown on the farm front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.